Now, France's government is on the brink of collapse this morning after its Prime Minister, Michel Barnier, used special powers to force through his budget without a vote in Parliament. France has been beset by political uncertainty since President Macron called snap elections over the summer, which resulted in a hung Parliament. No party had an absolute majority. A left-wing alliance did win the most seats. And then Mr. Barnier, the former Brexit negotiator and a Conservative, was appointed by the President to bring stability to the government, but he has faced the constant threat of a vote that could force him out. We're joined from Paris now by journalist Catherine Guillardy. Catherine, thanks for taking our call. Is he now facing a motion of no confidence?
Oh yes, it is very likely that he will be outed tomorrow because his only support, except of course the presidential party of Emmanuel Macron, was the far right, the National Rally. And Marine Le Pen, at the head of this party, clearly said yesterday that she would not support him and she would vote the vote of no confidence tomorrow. So the French constitution gives us three options. Either Emmanuel Macron manages to call a new government, but as you very clearly explained, no one has a majority in the French parliament. Even if the left wing has 200 seats, it is not a majority in a parliament of 577 MPs. The other option is that he calls a new parliamentary election, but actually the constitution opposes it. You can't do that every 5 months. You need to wait for another year, which would mean next June. And the third option is that Emmanuel Macron, as the French president, resigns. And he's been called for this option. I mean, people have called for this option in his own political party, saying that, you know, we have to get out of this situation. And that is very new for France. I mean, we've never had a parliament where different parties had to negotiate with one another, very different parties. And so let's see what happens. It's clearly a blocked situation.
Well, how likely is it that Macron would resign?
Very unlikely. I mean, he decided this situation is his doing, and resigning would be to say, OK, it's my fault. And he's never said it's my fault. He said, oh, it's clear now. And thanks to me, the National Rally, the far right, hasn't come to rule the country. He decided this parliamentary election was decided after the National Rally actually had 30% of the votes in the European elections. And it was feared that national lead would be the same, or at least it meant for Emmanuel Macron that his party would lose next time there is presidential election to the far right. Anyway, it's not very clear why he did it, but that's why he said he did it. So it's very unclear for most of us what's happening now.
Yeah, and Michel Barnier pushing through this legislation without a vote because he didn't think the parliament would support it. And the left-wing alliance is really, really angry about this.
Well, the left-wing alliance had proposed the prime minister because even though it doesn't have a majority, it has the highest number of votes. And since many years, I mean, it's been the first time the left-wing manages to get a union among different political parties. So they were really angry that Emmanuel Macron did not consider their candidate. And the fact that he gave the government, I nominated someone who's from one of the smallest party in parliament today, which is a conservative right-wing party, has always made the left angry. And they said they would call in for no confidence vote if there is this, what we call 49.3. It's a measure that allows the government to pass a law without any debate in parliament. So they said they would. The surprise is from the far right. They say they wouldn't. And despite the prime minister accepting changes in the law, Marine Le Pen says it's not enough. So yeah, she wants to go to a fight. So it's the end of this government.
Okay, we will keep in touch. Catherine, thank you very much indeed. Catherine Guillardy joining us live there from Paris.